جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. I also would like you to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for those who recently passed away, especially the sister of our Honorable Hajj Khanum Asmat Mira Fatih. Her sister passed away. Her sister-in-law. And also another member from the Lebanese community here, the mother of Sister Sana Hamoud. Her daughter comes here Thursday and Friday, Sana Hamoud, and her son is Riyadh. And they're going to have the memorial on Saturday at Masjid Ahlul Bayt. Also from the Afghani community, we have Sister Bilqis Sadiq, who just passed away yesterday. And many others, Khanum Bahadur Zadeh and Khanum Bazargan. And also from the Iraqi community, we have Sayyid Zayd Zawain, who used to be at the Iraqi Council, General Council at Los Angeles. He died. So I ask you please to recite Surah Al-Fatiha for their souls. Al-Fatiha.
My cousin Zakaria Ballouh, Shaheed in Syria.
Also, Hajj Ammar's cousin Zakaria Ballouh, who died as a Shaheed in Syria, also remember him in Surah Al-Fatiha. Mother of Riyadh Wahid, our brother Riyadh Wahid. Also, I'd like to welcome our dearest Hajj Talal Tawfi for taking the time and traveling all the way from Michigan to come here to sign his beautiful book, Remember Me and I Remember You. You're going to get a copy, inshallah, soon. Also, I welcome his honorable son, Hassan Tawfi, who has been here for the first time, probably. Not first time. He just flew in from Houston, Texas. And we also welcome Hajj Rab, who, you know, took the same amount of time to travel. Same thing, you know. Takes 3 hours from Houston to fly here and 3 hours, you know, to drive from LA to get to Orange County. So we welcome this good family, the good father, the good mother, the good brothers, and their good sister, very good family. They contributed a lot to the cause of Islam and Ahlul Bayt and their country in the United States of America. They are a role model for all of us. We welcome them, and inshallah, soon we're going to hear tonight. My lesson is very short, very brief. We're going to listen to Hajj Talal, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Surah Yunus, ayah 89. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina wa Habibi Qulubina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
So موسى عليه السلام, in continuation of his story and his struggle with the Pharaoh, he did what he was able to do, to stand before the tyrant and face him and try to preach to him and advise him. But of course, sometimes tyrants, they reach a point of no return. They leave no U-turn for themselves. No U-turn. And that's a very dangerous point. So here, he prays to God, "Oh God, help me. You promised me to help me. Me and Aaron, we are two brothers who are helpless." God said to him, "قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا." The Lord said to him, "قَالَ," to them, to Moses and Aaron, "we have answered your prayers." So God answered their prayers. Imam al-Sadiq says it took 40 years to deliver the response. God said, "I approve, I hear you." But it took 40 years to free them from the captivity and the persecution of Pharaoh. So the Imam says, "Don't give up." Moses, who's a messenger of God, universal messenger, not ordinary one, universal. Millions of people follow him. He prayed with his own brother, who's also a messenger, Aaron. And God had promised them earlier that "I will, you know, help you, support you, aid you." When they prayed, God said, "قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ," and "we listened to you," but it took 40 years. From the time that God said to them, "I heard you," to the time he delivered them. Imam says, be patient. Sometimes God says, "I hear you, but this time is not good. I can't respond now. Because if I respond now, you're going to lose." And this is what we read in Dua al-Iftitah in Ramadan. What do we read? وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْأُمُورِ. Oh God, sometimes you delay the response, which I think it's not good for me, but it is good for me. Because you know the end of the things. You know the good results. You know what it should take place. I don't know. I am hasty. I'm always hasty. Whenever I need something, I need God to send it with FedEx immediately. Less than 24 hours. God says, no, sometimes it's dangerous. If I keep listening, listening to you and I send you what you want immediately, you're going to spoil yourself. You're going to destroy yourself. So I keep it for the moment you need it the most. I save it for you. It's like a mother who saves money for her children. She doesn't give it to them. She kept it there. She's protecting it for the time they need it the most. And this is why the Quran says, one of the most beautiful verses in the Quran. This verse is very beautiful. Verse number 11 in chapter 17, which is also the most beautiful chapter in the Quran. Chapter 17 is Bani Israel, the children of Israel, or Al-Isra, the Ascension. Allah says in that chapter, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. Allahu Akbar. And man prays for evil the same way he prays for good, not knowing that what he's praying for is evil for him. It's not good for him. Why? Why he doesn't pray for evil, asking evil? You know why? وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Because man is always hasty, desperate, and hasty. He has no patience. When he doesn't have patience, he doesn't see good. And when he does not see good, he sometimes asks for the wrong things, not the right things. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. How many times we kept insisting, oh God, I need this, not something else, only this house, only this wife, only this car, only this business, only this job, only this country. And then God says, okay, I'll give it to you. And once you get it, you realize that that was not the good choice. That wasn't the good choice. God is merciful to us, and He's wise. He's not mean. He's not stingy. He says, if you are connected to me, I'll keep you safe. I'll protect you. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of your interests. Have a trust in me. Keep praying. And do not think I'm not listening. I am listening, but I'll give it to you at the time you need it. قال قد أجيبت دعوتكما فاستقيما. God said to them, listen, I respond to you, to your prayers. I'm going to do my job. He said this to them. I'm going to do my job. قد أجيبت دعوتكما. But I also want you to do your own job. What is your job? فَاسْتَقِيمَ. Keep doing. Keep working. Keep struggling. Be steadfast. استقيمَ means استقام. Be steadfast. Work harder. فَاسْتَقِيمَ. God said to them, dua alone does not work. With dua you have, with the prayers to Allah, you have to work. Your portion is work. God's portion is to listen and help. فاستقيم. I'm going to support you, but don't go home and sleep. Put your head on the pillow and say, well, God said I'm listening to you, so I'm not going to work anymore. No. فاستقيم. Now we have to work harder. Harder. This is partnership with God. Victory is partnership with God. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in chapter Hud. Hud is chapter number 12, ayah number 112. He says to him, "Fastaqim kama umirta wa man taba ma'ak." O Muhammad, O Ya Rasulullah, fastaqim. Therefore, be steadfast. Fastaqim. Don't break down. Be patient. Fastaqim kama umirta. As we commanded you, listen to our commands. Listen to our instructions. كما أمرت. ومن تاب معك. And those who are repentant with you. What does that mean? It means if you want me to support you, you have to repent. If you don't repent, if you keep doing what you are doing, the wrong things that you are doing, if you keep abusing yourself and others, I'm not going to help you. The condition, the shart for my support, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ تَوْبًا. Tawbah means come back to me. Don't be arrogant. Don't be arrogant. Come back to me. Connect with me. Listen to me. Don't abuse yourself. Don't abuse people around you. If you abuse them, I'm not going to listen to you. Don't waste your time. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. Those who repent with you, those who go back to God. If you don't go back to Him, in submission. If you don't go back to Him and repent, and you are continuing the evil things that you do, the evil thoughts, the evil talk, the evil actions, He's not going to support. He's withdrawing His support from you. He can support you, but He says, I'm not going to support arrogant people. Only when you submit yourself to Him and say, I'm sorry and I'm not going to repeat this. I'm repenting. I'm coming to you in repentance. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. Listen, the continuation of it, وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. Repentance is, what does repentance mean? How do you want me to repent? He says, do not rebel against me. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. Do not transgress. طغيان is transgression. Transgression does not mean that you have weapons of mass destruction and you invade and you occupy. No. Sometimes one individual can transgress against himself and his family and his community, and he hurts his family. A father who's not doing a good job at home is transgressing. A mother who's careless with her family is transgressor. Someone who's hired by a corporation who's not doing his job as it should be is transgressor. Any type of breaking the law, not living up to your responsibility, is transgression. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. Allah says, don't. If you want to repent, do what I asked you to do. Live up to your responsibility. And then Allah said to them, and I conclude here, وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِي. And do not follow. Oh, Moses and Aaron. This is a message not just to Moses and Aaron, to their community, to the children of Israel, and to us, the Muslims too. Why does God mention this? This is not a book of archive. God just put the files and stored them in this book. This is a book of action. This is a book of implementation. Not just when he speaks to Moses, he's speaking to all of us. When he speaks to Jesus, he's speaking to all of us. When he speaks to Abraham, he speaks to all of us. Not just them. This is not history. This is the present and the future. This is valid. Valid. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do not go in the path of those who are ignorant. Don't follow ignorance. You have a responsibility of teaching yourself, educating yourself. I just said to the students who came today in my office, they were asking about, what does Islam say about war and violence? And I said to them, if you search the book is about love and compassion. This God is not the God of revenge or hate or torture. However, this is what I said. We differentiate between what God says in His book and what some Muslims practice. Some Muslims practice violence, act of aggression, act of war, act of hate, act of destruction. They do that. They do that. They read the book, but they don't follow it. They break the law. Allah says, don't follow the path of those ignorance. Be on the right path. Be aware of what you do. A Muslim should be smart and intelligent. Every Muslim should be smart and intelligent. You know what you are doing. Don't follow those who mislead you. Be intelligent. Open your eyes. Allah has given us something precious called mind, brain, aql. He loves the aql. Every time we use the aql, God is about to come and embrace us with His mercy when we use our aql. No act of worship in this universe is higher and bigger and more sublime than using our aql. This is act number one of ibadah and worship. It's to use your aql. Use your brain. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانَ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. One story and I conclude. Some people regarding asking God and God is not listening to them, they think that God is, you know, busy with something else. I know some people come to me and he said, listen, you said pray, I prayed. 3 days, 4 days, 1 week. Nothing happened. I said, no. You know why nothing happened? Because God knows the moment He answers you, you turn away from Him. You turn away. So He wants you to be there. He wants you to keep praying. God is mercy. God sees and hears, and nothing can escape His attention in this universe. Nothing. وَلَا حَبٍّ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. There was a scholar in Islam by the name of Nasir al-Din al-Tusi. Great man. Shia scholar. This man, one day, he was sitting among many scholars in the community. So the scholars, they had discussion. One of them said, if God gives me the control of the universe for only 1 week, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
He said, I make every poor person, I make him rich. I would leave, eradicate poverty. No suffering, no poverty, no. All people are going to be rich. But God, just tell me the control of the universe, 1 week, just 1 week. The other one said, you know what I do?
What do you do?
He said, I make every sick healed. There is no sickness. I eradicate sickness, disease, you know. All people who are sick, they become healthy. Nasir al-Din al-Qusi said, if God turns the management of this universe to me for 1 week, you know what I do? They said, yes, what do you do? He said, I do nothing. Because I know God is the best manager, the best director, and God is wise and God is merciful. He's not abusing anyone. He's the best manager. We cannot be better than him. But because we don't have faith in him, we think he's not doing his duty. This is lack of faith in God. But if we have faith, we know God is doing his job. The only one who does his job on time, day and night, forever, is God. Is God. God says, I want your partnership. I want you to work. And if there is some suffering, this suffering to build you up, not to destroy you. Allahumma akhbar al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. I invite now, without any further delay, our dear Hajj Talal, Professor Talal Tuffa, who came all the way to speak, inshallah, and the books are coming after that to sign the books, Jazahullah Khaira. We welcome him with loud salawat for Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.